I'm going to read a couple of poems, three or four poems now that belong in a curious way to India. At least some of them belong in a curious way, some of them belong in an obvious way, actually. Okay. The first one is called Maya. As you all know, Maya is the vast veil of cosmic illusion in which we all live. It's for Peter Orlovsky, and a word, O, capital O, is slang for opium. White clothes, white skin, white cows, the dream of India, and flowers, teeth stained red, hair silver, like that old giant jeweler, wouldn't touch meat. A little old now and then. That's true, actually. Opium is very easy to get in India, and Indian hemp, known as ganja in Hindi, and known in this country as marijuana, is sold in government stores with government tax stamps on it in India to be smoked where you please. Although they did send down a government ruling 2 years ago that civil servants were not to smoke marijuana in their lunch hours. They felt it made them inefficient in the afternoon. Nehru, who was really trying to make India a presentable country, once promised to make hemp illegal in 15 years.